Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Nick?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking, Nick. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Sounds great. Sounds great. And yep, I'm calling with regards to your Schedule 1 interview, and the call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Nick, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So goal for today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. So I see it here, Nick, that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Paul. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Need State Property Solutions, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the address that I have on here, that's 1121 Worthington Woods Boulevard, Worthington, Ohio, 43085.
Uh-huh.
And is this a home address or an office location?
Business address.
Business address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. And will you be able to read to me your business license number and expiration date?
Let me see.
If it's not handy, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, one. Okay, you say you need the expiration date or you need a policy number?
The expiration date and the business license number.
Okay. Oh. Policy number is ISCPC 04000. So it should be four zeros right there.
Okay.
And then 71325.
Okay.
And then 02/19/2027 is my expiration date.
Gotcha. That's 19th February 2027, and the number that ISCPC 04000071325.
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm noting that they are both licensed and insured. And are you open to publicly displaying your business address? Google heavily rewards verified addresses with better local rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide the address?
Hide it, because I'm not taking clients there.
Gotcha. It's okay. I'm going to go ahead and add it for you. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. And later in the call, Nick, I will be providing you your call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 614-530-1110?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that would be Midstate Property Solutions LLC at gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. And do you already have a business website?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. I didn't see a note here.
Yeah, so basically they're finishing it up as we speak. It's already done 95%. I'm just putting the last little touches on it. But yeah, it's basically done.
So you do have the domain name that's midstatepropertysolutions.com, correct?
Let me check it now. It is... Yes, MidStatePropertySolutions.com.
Okay, MidStatePropertySolutions.com. That may be the reason why it's not popping up, because it's still not yet live.
Yeah, it's 95%.
So you do have your website guy who created that for you. Mm-hmm. When do you think would it go live?
It can go live today. Okay,
sounds good. So I'll just note it here then, since you do have your website guy. Does it mean to say that we will promote your website as is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because we actually do offer also that we can create a layout for your website if you already have a domain name. And since the guy is already working on that and it will be live this day, then we'll just go ahead and promote it as is then. I just want to confirm. And if ever you want us to create a new layout for your website, just let us know, okay?
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. And since we'll be promoting your website as is, let's go ahead and proceed with your call tracking. So let's set up your call tracking. This is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool, Nick, tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. Okay? And let me see. Okay? I have here the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you're okay with this call tracking number so we can go ahead and finalize. Okay? So they got this number for you, Nick. That's 614-587-3114. Are you okay with this phone number?
Yes, fine. So with that phone number, right, with that call tracking, how do I use that?
Okay, good question. So with this call tracking number, we will be promoting you with this number, so your potential clients will be calling you this number, but all the calls will go directly to your number ending in 1110. So this is actually endorsed by Google itself. So the reason why we're introducing the call tracking for you, because it will help you track the leads and it will filter out spam. So when your clients are calling you with this call number, so it will appear to you as a local Splash lead. So you would know that the people calling are potential clients and not some spam.
Okay.
And you will answer them right away, right?
Yes. So hold on. So that will pop up on like that 614, that number you just read off. Will pop up on my phone, correct? Anytime somebody's trying to call me.
Yeah, this is the number that they'll be calling, and it will go directly to your phone number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you do have the local Splash app, it will ring on your local Splash app also.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyways, after we end this call, Nick, I will do a test call to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Okay? And since we will be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display a new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay?
Okay.
And I just want to make sure, Nick, since we will be promoting your website as is, that your website will go live today. Because we really want to make sure that you do have an existing website, so it wouldn't hurt the marketing, especially your optimization. Okay? So for now, I can pull it up, but I will let our website team know that this will go live today. Because if you don't have any website, we will actually offer you to create maybe a temporary one. But since you mentioned that it will go live today, you don't want us to create a temporary one for you, correct?
No problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? For this, we do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling MidState Property Solutions. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment, Nick, would be for the professional recording. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. We can use a sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then your team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Oh, for sure. I can do that. So it's just one-time fee?
Yes, only
so $19?
$19, yes.
Okay, cool.
You want to do a female voice or a male voice?
I'll do female. It's more inviting.
Yes, female sounds like secretary, so let's do that.
Yeah.
And since you do already have a domain name, I just want to ask, are you familiar with Google Workspace? Or have you heard of Google Workspace?
No, I don't know what that is. No.
Okay. So Google Workspace, Nick, allows you to run your professional email calendar and documents in your own domain. So you have the domain name, the one they just mentioned earlier, the midstatepropertysolutions.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says, Nick@midstatepropertysolutions.com or info@midstatepropertysolutions.com. So that would build image trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. But for this one, we have a starting price of $19 per month per user. If you would like to add it to your growth toolkit, you can always add this anytime if you would be interested, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Yep. All right, and now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here says that you do provide remodeling services. Is that correct?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels. Mm-hmm. There's anything that includes interior remodeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very interested in doing that type of jobs.
Gotcha. Well, anyways, let me help you with those keywords. But let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with a keyword remodeling contractor or remodeler?
Which one do you see more?
We actually highly suggest remodeling contractor followed by remodeler. Anyways, we'll be putting you on both of those keywords. We will add those keywords.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you, Nick. Let me know if you want to add or change any because we optimize for all relevant service. But your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So these are the keywords that I got for you. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out from the list. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got here remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, basement remodeling, home renovations, room additions, home addition contractor, kitchen remodeling contractor, bathroom remodel contractor, residential remodeling services, commercial remodeling services. We have whole house remodeling. We have interior remodeling services. We also do exterior.
I get bathroom too, as well.
Yeah, we have bathroom remodeling remodel contractor. Is that what you meant?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And we have interior remodeling services, exterior remodeling services, remodeling company, remodeling estimates, remodeling design services, and custom remodeling contractor. Are you okay with all the keywords that I just mentioned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any other keywords related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add? Do you have any other keywords?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, anyways, Nick, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, maybe later you can think of some keywords that you want to add, please reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay, cool.
All righty. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yeah, so basically what sets us apart and what makes us unique is that we price match. We price match, we get things done quickly, and we are very professional at what we do.
Gotcha. And very professional. Okay. I like how you mentioned that you do price match and get things done quickly, because I don't hear most of the remodeling services that offer do price match, actually. So this is kind of unique. Okay. And let me add, do you offer free estimates?
That's a sticky one, because sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the location.
Gotcha. Yeah. You know, it's hard to keep free estimates if you're driving for like an hour, right?
Yeah, like if I'm driving 40 minutes away, I'm not going to go there for a free estimate.
Yep. So how about we'll just skip that part? And I may add, is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
You could say that. Why not?
Okay, because it's actually helpful if we will add those information for the business around your area. Okay, and do you have a mission statement?
Can you guys make one for me?
Yep, I actually prepared before I try to call you. Okay, so I think there's something here that really fits when you mentioned about professional works, but I do have here the ones that I prepared for you. We have at Mid-State Property Solutions, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. I also have here at Mid-State Property Solutions, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. And the last one is at Mid-State Property Solutions, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. So,
Sounds good. I'll say that one.
So, what do you want? The first one, second one, or the third one?
I'll do the third one.
Let's do the third one. Okay. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
No.
Okay. So for your tagline or slogan, do you want to personalize your tagline or slogan? You can send it to us anytime.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so maybe you have something on your cards that you want to put. So, yep, you can send it to us through text message or an email, whichever works best for you. And how many years have you been in business?
This is my first year.
First year. So it is 2026 or 2025?
2026.
2026, but how many years?
You didn't really put 2025, though, because I've been out of LLC. You really put 2025.
Oh, if it was on a 2025, let's do it on a 2025. But how many years of experience do you have?
Now, 10.
Oh, 10. Wow. Okay. So the business started at 2025, but you do have the 10 years of experience. I'm going to note it that way, okay?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And how many people work for your company?
So I have 12 right now.
You have 12. A good number. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Gotcha. And I just want to confirm, Nick, that I got here your correct hours of operations. It says from Sunday to Saturday, so it's 8 to 6.
Yeah, it should be something like that. We don't work on Sundays.
Oh, okay. Is it like Monday through Saturdays? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, Monday through Saturday, yeah.
Okay. Paul left a note for Sunday. So Monday through Saturdays, that's going to be 8 to 6 and close on Sundays.
Yes.
Gotcha. And what types of payment do you accept?
Zelle, Apple Pay, Zelle, Apple Pay. I'm trying to invest in a card reader.
Mm-hmm.
So Zelle, Apple Pay, card reader. I want to say PayPal, but I really don't like PayPal, truthfully.
Okay. If you're not comfortable with PayPal, we can leave that out.
Yeah, that's really it. Zelle, Apple Pay, Google Pay. Google Pay.
You can add that. Yes, sounds good.
Yeah, that's really it.
Okay, so you do accept any types of payment from card? Because you do have, or investing for card reader, right? So you do card,
yes, correct.
Zelle, Apple Pay, and Google Pay.
Yes.
Okay, you don't do any Cash App?
We can do Cash App. You can put Cash App.
Okay. How about Venmo?
No, we don't accept Venmo.
Okay, let's do just Zelle, Apple Pay, Google Pay, cards, and Cash App. All right.
Yeah.
So now that we have your business information, Nick, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is...
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
Yep. And do you have any question?
No, so basically you said I'll get leads from Google, Yelp, and what else?
Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook. And that's the best option right there, right?
Yeah, this is the best option. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option, Nick, because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So that's why I always suggest the first option. But I'm letting you know that we have the
first option is perfect.
Gotcha. Let's work with that. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I do see it here that your business is located in Worthington, Ohio. So for this, Nick, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think you could work on that?
Okay, yeah. So I want to have, of course, Columbus, Ohio, Pickerington, Ohio, Gahanna, Ohio.
Okay, Gahanna.
Westerville.
Okay.
New Albany.
Mm-hmm.
Grove City. Dublin.
Dublin.
That's really...
Upper
Arlington. We'll do Upper Arlington, too.
That's Upper Arlington and Lower Arlington?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. We actually have more than 5. I'll try to work it for you. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cities. So I do got here Worthington, Pickerington, Gahanna, Westerville, New Albany, Grove City, Dublin, Upper Arlington, and Lower Arlington, correct?
You can take Lower Arlington. Upper Arlington is one spot.
Okay. So we'll take out Lower Arlington?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, we can work with the 7 cities. You don't have to worry about it. All right. And do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
Yeah, I do, I think. I believe I do.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I was actually trying to pull it up, and I haven't seen a Google Business Profile under your business name. So,
well, I did have one. I don't, you know what? Maybe I got to make it. Maybe I didn't do it right, but we can definitely look into that.
Yep. I just want to make sure because we don't want you to have more than one Google Business Profile, Nick, because having more than one is not helpful. It might take down your Google Business Profile or might suspend if you have more than one Google Business Profile. Let me go ahead and double check again. Is your Google Business Profile named Mid-State Property Solutions? And do you have the same address for your Google Business
Profile? Yeah, it should be the 1121 address on there, Worthington. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's on there. I think I canceled it maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You got to check for me.
Actually, I didn't still see any. I was trying to check. And if you don't have any Google Business Profile yet, that's nothing to worry. We can create a new Google Business Profile for you. And I didn't see anything popping up. Okay. Mid-State Property Solutions. Let me see. And nothing under Worthington, Ohio with the same name and a phone number and address. So, yep, I didn't see any. So let's just create and optimize it for you, okay?
So
For this, Nick, Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you will verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
Yes.
Sounds good, because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're service area business. And please have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification.
So it's digital. Is that okay?
Digital. Can you print it out?
Potentially, yes. Mm-hmm. I can.
If you can print out just a copy, just in case you do your video verification, you just have to, my Google team will send you specific instructions on how to do the video verification for your Google business profile. And it might ask you to show your business card, so you can just print one copy.
Okay.
And in the likely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a coder or enter it yourself in the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and to get your Google business profile verified, Nick, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes.
Amazing. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that it is helpful with the optimization of your Google business profile. And if ever, Nick, that you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And let's talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. So if you didn't have a Yelp page yet, nothing to worry again. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business, but you have to make sure that you have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Yes.
Okay, let's create Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No, I don't.
Okay. So for this one, Nick, it's going to be a different story. We'll ask you to create your Facebook business page, because creating your business Facebook page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic page. Just add the business name and the category, and we'll be sending easy instructions, okay?
Okay.
And the reason why I really want you to be the one who will create your Facebook business page is for you to have the full ownership of your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
And I will be sending you an email. It will also set as a reminder for you for the thing that you do, because I hope that you'll be able to create your Facebook business page as soon as possible and add
that. Yeah, I'm going to do that today.
Sounds good. Because I want to make sure, Nick, that we will be working on your Facebook ads in a correct timeline, okay? So I'll send you an email that says action needed, create your Facebook business page, and there's the link where you can add us as an admin so our Facebook team can work on your Facebook ads. All right.
Perfect.
And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. So for your Facebook ads, Nick, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
I like my creative team to handle it for me.
All right. So, but do you have some photos of your job that you can send?
Yes.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So I'll note it here. Then if you have time later, please also send some photos that we can use for the marketing, okay?
Okay.
And I will note that you will have the creative team handle it for you.
Okay.
All right. And for your Facebook ads, there are 3 lead response methods, but you can only choose one, okay? So we have this form, fail, calls, and Facebook Messenger for your potential clients to reach out to you. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. So the information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. And we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. And if you would like to ask our recommendation, Nick, we actually highly recommend the form fill because the form fill gives you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Form fill.
Let's work with the form fill. All right. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly accelerate Google jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting it started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime you like, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me have it here. And our team is available Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins?
No.
Okay, so can we reach out anytime if you have concerns with regards to your account?
Sounds good.
All right. And do you have a logo?
Yes.
Sounds good. Also, please include sending your logo so that we can use it for the marketing, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Or you can upload them to the dashboard or your app, whichever is convenient for you. So now, Nick, you will see several important emails from us soon. So first, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message, the one that we just discussed earlier, those keywords, okay? So, and if you have the photos, videos, or logos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and company progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates because your growth is monitored daily. And we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls or even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Nick, to confirm, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the female voice artist and charge the card that we have on file today?
What card do you have on file? What does it end with?
Let me just go ahead and check it with our team. Just one moment.
Oh, I don't know what card it is. Yeah, go ahead. You can try
it. Oh, yeah. So we do have it that ends with 1064.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be $19. I will let our team know that we can charge that for you. All right.
Okay.
And you see, of course, Nick, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks. to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. It's going to be the same day, Wednesday. So that's 15th of April. Are you okay with that? Or do you have any other yes. date that you would like? Okay, same day, April, and you want to do it same time?
Yes, same time.
All right, same time. Anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will have a reminder when we will call. And as I have mentioned earlier, Nick, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. After we end this okay. call, I will check our team and set it up for a few minutes, and I will do a test call. And it's good to see, Nick, if you will be able to answer your first call on your tracking number. But please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And, yep, this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
And, well, and also, Nick, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support
okay.
line is 877-635-6235. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer
okay.
right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Nope. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Nick. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care. Bye-bye for now.
All right, you too.